First ever Horticulture Expo, a success. Welcome and hello everyone with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston.
This is a great chance for farmers of all types to get together and share information with each other. People who are diversified are able to come travel one time and be able to attend many different sessions and topics. And I think we're going to see a lot of people who expand their operations because they were here for maybe fruit and vegetables, and maybe they went over to the farmer's market and said, well, you know, I could take some of my vegetables and sell at the farmer's market. Or they may decide to start selling some grapes because the grape growers are here.
Dan Strasser is Director of Market Development with the Tennessee Department of Agriculture and says more than 400 producers signed up for the expo. And Gail Hayden from the California Farmers Market Association was a crucial speaker at the event.
I think the markets are here to stay, and it's a whole generation now of people having shopped at markets when they were a kid, and it's a real viable way for farmers to make money and for people to get good food. And that's the main thing, is healthier, better food that's been in the channel a shorter time and it's been ripened on a tree or a vine instead of a truck. In fact, our studies are showing that for 30 cents that the farmer would put in his pocket on the commercial channel, that at a farmer's market, they're pocketing as much as 56 cents on the retail dollar.
Now, Hayden and her husband spoke throughout the day on various aspects of running a farmer's market successfully. And Blount County producer Albert Conning thought the whole event was an unqualified hit.
I really feel like this is going to grow. They're going to be a lot more excitable another year because more people are hearing about it and talking about it. And we've got a real schedule of speakers today and tomorrow, and it's just pretty exciting time. If you need to know anything, if you can't get it here this 3 or 4 days, you're going to have to look under a rock somewhere.
Conning is also the president of the Tennessee Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.